Other, usually reliable sources claim that she was originally Hermias's concubine, which must have been something of a sinecure considering his sexual status. These contradictions suggest that she may well have been a palace courtesan. Was this an early case of the besotted professor falling for his blue angel? Pythias wasn't a virgin when Aristotle married her, judging from his pronouncement. Once they have actually become married and call each other man and wife, it is quite wrong for a man or a woman to be unfaithful, implying that before this, it's okay. This pronouncement is found in Aristotle's remarks about adultery, and it appears that on such personal matters, he was in the habit of generalizing from his own rather limited experience. In his remarks on marriage, he asserts that the best age to marry is 37 for a man and 18 for a woman, precisely the ages at which he and Pythias were married. Brilliant though Aristotle may have been, imagination was not always his strong point. This makes it all the more ironic that in his Poetics, the prosaic Aristotle sets out the most influential elucidation of literature ever written, while Plato, by far the most poetically gifted of all the philosophers, decreed that poets should be banned. What was Plato trying to hide, one wonders? Aristotle had a high regard for poetry, claiming that it was of more value than history because it was more philosophical. History deals only with particular events, whereas poetry is closer to the universal. Here he appears to be contradicting himself and echoing Plato's world view. But Aristotle's celebrated assertion that tragedy arouses pity and fear so that such emotions are purged by the performance remains a cardinal insight into the moving but problematic experience of tragic drama. Being a profound and essentially serious character, Aristotle found himself out of his depth when it came to comedy. In his opinion, comedy is the imitation of inferior people, and ludicrousness is merely a painless form of ugliness. Aesthetics can only attempt to clear up the mess created by art, and theoreticians of comedy usually end up on a banana peel. Aristotle is no exception, observing that, to begin with, comedy was not taken seriously. Not long after his marriage, Aristotle founded a school at Assos. 3 years later, he moved on to Mytilene, on the island of Lesbos, where he founded another school. By this time, Aristotle is known to have been deeply interested in the classification of plants and animals. One of his favourite haunts for specimen hunting was the shores of the all but landlocked Yira Gulf, whose still blue waters beneath Mount Olympus are as idyllic today as they must have been then. In spring, the slopes are covered by a multicoloured carpet of flowers, and in Aristotle's day there would have been wolves, wild boar, lynx, and even bear in the mountains. The first naturalist's paradise for the first naturalist.